a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is the snow coming down hard this morning, and it's going to keep falling for the next couple of hours.
The timing of the storm is just right to make for another rough commute. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with a look at the storm. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, I'm here in North Salt Lake making my way up the freeway. Luckily, I was able to get behind a couple of plows. I know it's a little bit slower, but I would really recommend drivers try to stay behind those snow plows because it makes that drive so much easier and safer. The National Weather Service has actually tweeted they've already gotten 3 inches at their office near the Salt Lake Airport this morning, and that seems pretty quick because the storm we're expecting around 2 to 4, maybe 5 inches in the valley, and it's only 6 o'clock. Snow will continue to fall through about the 8 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock hour. If you can, delay your commute or work from home, as traffic on the freeway and the city streets is still slow this morning. Reporting live in North Salt Lake, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Andy's in the traffic center. Is there anywhere, Andy, that's not affected by this right now?
Well, right now there's a stretch from Lehigh to maybe Spanish Fork that's not in terrible shape, and speeds are somewhat decent. But as soon as you get into the snow, that all changes, which, again, is from Lehigh all the way to, like, Idaho, and then it gets pretty rough from Payson all the way south if you're going into the canyon. Spanish Fork Canyon, pretty rough shape. Parley's Canyon requiring chains, four-wheel drives. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons are open, but also have the same requirements. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the storm is affecting our schools, too. The Canyon School District is getting a snow day. They'll be in school still. They're just going remote for the day. They're sending out emails to families in the district with more instructions. Salt Lake City, Granite, Provo, and the Alpine School Districts will be open, but all four with a two-hour delay. We're also hearing about some private and charter schools delaying their start, so make sure you check your emails to see if the school has been moved online or delayed.
One of those is Hawthorne Academy. They will be remote learning today. Police officers are often the first people to reach someone who's overdosed on opioids, and a drug they now carry with them has helped to save hundreds of people in Utah.
The drug is naloxone, also called by its brand name Narcan. If it's injected quickly, it can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose and keep the person breathing. The nonprofit group Utah Naloxone says police have saved more than 600 lives with the drug, but a news release from the group says overdose is still the number one cause of injury deaths in the state. Dr. Jennifer Plum, who's recently been elected a Utah State Senator, says the Salt Lake City Police Department was one of the first to provide naloxone to its officers, and it has more lives saved with the drug than any other agency. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. An economic crisis has been averted. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more.
We're going to avoid the rail strike, keep the rails running, keep things moving.
President Biden is poised to sign a bill that will prevent a major rail strike after the Senate passed a resolution requiring rail workers to accept a tentative labor agreement.
This is the first time in decades that Congress has used its powers to intervene and stop a strike.
Our top national story, an economic crisis has been averted. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
We're going to avoid the rail strike, keep the rails running.
I apologize. Let's jump over to what's happening tomorrow. A lot of attention around the world with the World Cup. History on the line, actually, as tomorrow it's win or go home for the U.S. men's national team in the World Cup in Qatar. The U.S. is facing the Netherlands, and ABC's Will Gantz has that story.
Goalkeeper Matt Turner hasn't allowed a goal in open play all tournament. The defense has been stout, and the midfield trio of Weston McKennie, Yunus Musa, and Captain Tyler Adams has helped keep the U.S. undefeated so far. Timothy Weah scored in game one.
Feeling in form, and I'm just, you know, excited each time I step on the field with my brothers, and yeah, I'm definitely blessed and don't want to let this moment go by without me giving 100%.
The running Utes upset undefeated number 4 Arizona last night. That ahead of the Utes football championship against number 4 USC tonight in Las Vegas. Utes running back Jaquindon Jackson says the team looks different now compared to October when they last went head-to-head.
We way more physical than we were a month ago. It really started up front with D-line and O-line, you know. We just got to come out there and play hard. That's really it. It's play physical and do what we got to do to win.
Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. from Allegiant Stadium, and it will be shown on the Fox Network.
All right, let's go back over to the traffic center. Andy, what's the latest?
Well, right now I'm watching traffic just getting worse out on the west side and on I-80 coming out of Tooele this morning. SR-201, they're inching along, and they're in a single lane, even though there's no crash blocking the left lane, but everybody just sort of going single file so you can stick to the tracks of the person in front of you. From Lehigh, essentially, to Brigham City, you're going to see snowy road conditions. Going into Parley's Canyon, they don't usually require chains or four-wheel drives of all vehicles, but as of right now this morning, that is the case. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll check back with Andy and the team in about 3 minutes. KSL News Time, 6:06.
Voter turnout increased in Utah this election. Wayne County reported 84% of their voters hitting the booth this midterm election.
That's up from 79% in 2018. This year, Garfield, Grand, and Kane counties each tied for voter turnout, with 78% of voters submitting their ballots. Grand County Clerk Gabriel Wojtek says he's proud of the turnout.
I interpret it as a pretty strong number, although it is a tick under what we've seen in the last few elections here in Grand.
In 2018's midterms, Grand and Garfield counties had around 78% of voters, only a small change there. And Kane grew from almost 73 to 78% this midterm. Salt Lake County voter turnout jumped from 58 to 65%, and Tooele's turnout grew from 55 to 59%. I'm Dale Spaulding, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.